even if it's just one child, they have to remove that child and all other children from the environment. In this case, that would be the ranch. And they also usually separate the children. So what really goes on at this ranch? Have children been abused? And do their mothers believe they'll get their kids back? Rod Parker is a lawyer and spokesman for the families of the YFZ Ranch. He is with Rachel, Monica, and Rebecca, some of the women who've returned there. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Rod, let me start with you. If I understand this correctly, state officials in Texas say when they have a suspected case of child abuse, even if it's just one child, they have to remove that child and all other children from the environment. In this case, that would be the ranch. And they also usually separate the children from the parents until they can figure out what is going on, and also, as was reported, so that the kids might feel freer to talk about their experiences. That all seems to make sense to me. So what is your fundamental problem with that?
Well, by removing all of the children, by defining the household unit as the ranch rather than the family unit, I think that they've vastly overreached in terms of removing children from an environment. I also think that the basis upon which they moved in here and the way that it was done was completely inappropriate.
So essentially they have stepped on parental rights here.